I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, movie critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And if you want to queue up Independence Day or Saving Private Ryan, we won't begrudge you of that. But there are other not-so-obvious choices that can really be equally rewarding and uniquely American. And I thought we'd talk about a film that has kind of gotten lost. This is Avalon from 1990.
Yeah, Stephen, this is one of Barry Levinson's Baltimore movies, and I think it's one of the most profound looks at the American immigrant experience. It stars Armin Mueller-Stahl as a European immigrant, and it looks at his entire family through many generations afterward.
I didn't know what holiday it was, but there were lights, and I walked under them. The sky exploded. People cheered. There were fireworks. What a welcome it was. What a welcome.
So yeah, you mentioned that this is an immigrant experience film, which in its own way is very American.
It's very American, and it's very bittersweet in this sense, Stephen. It looks at the optimism, as you heard in that clip, and then it kind of looks at the reality afterwards. And there's a scene near the end where the family is sitting in front of the television with their TV dinners on Thanksgiving, when it, in its own way, is a very American thing, although it's also a little bit sad.
Well, how about we talk about a happy movie, and that is Team America World Police. This is made by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the guys behind South Park and the Book of Mormon, among other things. It's their marionette movie that begins with a team of elite fighters battling terrorists on the streets of Paris.
Sarah, he's got the bomb. You gotta fix it.
I got him, Carson. He's heading for the Louvre. Your plans are over.
So, Stephen, tell us, how is Team America patriotic?
Well, I think it's patriotic in that it has fun while critiquing our place in the world. I mean, even the title, Team America World Police, is a, you know, a jab at America's view of itself. And it came out during the height of the Iraq War and really captures on a very American idea that we're okay with having open differences of opinion. I think it's worth watching this film and thinking about what if it were made in Russia or North Korea or Egypt, in one of those places where you don't have the ability to state your differences with how your government is acting. The last movie we're going to talk about today is Born on the 4th of July, appropriately enough, from 1989. This is Tom Cruise, Oliver Stone.
Yeah, Stephen, this is another movie on the surface. You may say, how is this patriotic? It's about Ron Kovach, who goes off to the Vietnam War, very gung-ho, and comes back a very broken and bitter man.
They're going to call the police
this time. We went to Vietnam to stop communism. We shot women and children.
You didn't shoot women and children. What are you saying?
West of the war, communism, the insidious evil. They told us to go.
Yes, that's what they told us.
Thou shalt not kill, Mom. Thou shalt not kill women and children. Thou shalt not kill, remember?
So yeah, this movie is very layered in that its director, Oliver Stone, is a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, and I think, Stephen, it pertains to patriotism in much the same way that Team America does. It's about having the ability to question your country and what your country has done and remain a patriot, remain proud of your country and dissent as a form of patriotism.
So that's what we'll be up to on the 4th of July. Feel free to sweat it out or stay inside and watch a movie.